We're going to look today at some of the efforts that we are involved in here at South Valley. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look around. We're not the largest congregation going. We're a small congregation. We're small, but we're fierce. We have a desire, a great desire to serve God, to uphold His truths, to uphold His principles, and to teach others what God wants us to know, to teach others the plan of salvation and so forth. And I want us to look at the mission support that we have here at South Valley. I want to look at some scriptures first. In Acts 16, verses 9 and 10, it says, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' And Paul turned back over and went back to sleep." No, doesn't say that. Verse 10, it says, "Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." That's the right response. To go to Macedonia, it wasn't just a hop, skip, and a jump. Paul was in what we would call Israel today. He would have to go all the way to northern Greece. But he was fulfilling what God wanted him to do, to go preach the gospel to them. Took a totally different approach than Jonah did. Jonah was given the same mission, the same calling by God. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and he went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." He was putting more effort into getting out of serving God than if he had just served him. He winds up trying to flee from God all the way to the western end of the Mediterranean, just to avoid serving. In Isaiah 6:8, we see, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" That's the attitude. Amen. "Here am I. Send me." We can't all go someplace to preach. Who would mind the store here? If we all went out to preach the gospel to some other land, where would the work of South Valley be? We can go. We can do the work. We can help others do the work. The scripture reading today, Brother Terrence read Matthew 9, verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, talking about Jesus, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." That's always been like that. The God's work has always, there's never been a shortage of God's work to get done. But the laborers are few. That can be changed. That is something that doesn't always have to be like that. The laborers are few. People can step up. We at South Valley, people step up and help get the work done of God's plan. In Philippians 4, verse 10, Paul wrote to the Philippians, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity." And then skipping over a couple of verses into verse 16, "For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account." It's not that there's two people that receive something when you help somebody. There's the person that you're helping, but as Paul points out, the people helping get something out of it. Seek the fruit that abounds to your account. "Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God." Those things that they had sent to help Paul out in his efforts to serve God, Paul's saying it is a sweet-smelling aroma to God. It is a sacrifice, and it's well-pleasing. In Acts 11, verse 29, "Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul." You see here brothers chipping in together to send and help out other Christians in a totally different location, a totally different culture of people. And what was the common denominator? They were all Christians. They needed help. I've quit being surprised at the people of this congregation, for whenever a need arises of something, they step up. They dig in their pockets and they give what they can to help. It used to surprise me a little bit because one of the things people generally guard is their wallet. But whenever a need arises here of us or of somebody else, the outpouring of generosity is tremendous. And like I said, we're small, but we're fierce. We do what we can to help people. We do what we can to spread God's word. What can we do? One, we can preach the word. We can preach the word just like Paul did when the people of Macedonia come help us. We want to hear the gospel. We can preach. We can go places ourselves. Nothing wrong with our goer and doer. If there is, get it fixed. But we can preach to our neighbors. We can preach to our family members, our relatives, our friends, our coworkers. We can pray. Pray. Take a moment and pray for the work that's being done in other countries, for the work that's being done by the missionaries we support. If you run out of things to pray for, take a moment and pray for me. I can use it. I can use it. Financial aid. You may not be able to go preach someplace. Maybe chip in and help support somebody that can. Encourage people. In this day and age, used to be a period of writing letters to people, sending them Pony Express. You don't even have to do it. You can text somebody. Send somebody an email. I tell you, this congregation is pretty active with that. Sending text to each other. The men sending words of encouragement here and there. Every Sunday morning I can count on getting a little funny or encouraging thing from Don. Every Sunday morning. We can encourage each other. Some of the works that we support, I'd like to look at real quick. I think the one of the missionaries that we have supported the longest is Malcolm Parsley in Korea, in South Korea. Malcolm has been preaching the gospel there since 1960. Daryl and I were talking, you know, how we used to be kind of young and spry. Why'd you use the word spry? We're not using that word anymore. We used to be young. Malcolm's been preaching the gospel in South Korea since I was 1 year old. I'm not a young man anymore. We don't need amening on that. Malcolm was serving in Korea during the Korean War in the 50s and went back and has been there since. He's in his 80s, luckily in good health, and we have the honor to be able to help financially make it to where he can preach the gospel. He had at one time, I think the government has kind of shut that down, but at one time even was running a school there. And the good works that came with that. We support work in Kenya, in Africa. David Marub. Here's a picture of David and his family. He's doing a great work over in Kenya, teaching and spreading the gospel, baptizing. They have baptisms galore there. This is one of the congregations that David has planted there. He services and helps many different congregations, and part of it is through the help of us. A congregation in Tennessee, Eastridge Church of Christ in Tennessee, kind of is the main sponsor of David Marub, but we're able to help with his work there. Baptisms are almost on a regular basis there. It's hard to imagine that we have a small hand in Las Vegas, Nevada, a small contribution to help people being baptized in Africa. We help sponsor their kids' clothing program. Every year around this time, the congregation, they run a school and an orphanage and so forth, and we buy a bale of clothes that is sent over to them. And that's some of our donations recently. The congregation has sent a bale. And then through private donations, people, just us, digging a little bit deeper and contributing to that, we were able to buy an additional bale of clothes for these children. The ladies had started themselves. I tell you, the ladies, if you want to sit back, men, and learn how to serve, look at the ladies of our congregation. They've started a program, Flowers for Kenya. In the Bible, It describes in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, that time of the month for women is their flowers. Well, a lot of the teenage girls there at the school, they can't go to school during that period of time if they don't have the items they need. And so the ladies, they take up a collection, started out change, then it's grown to dollars, and they're sending, and David Marub sees that they get the items they need so they can attend school and not have to miss. This is the Naomi Christian Academy that David has started, and our dollars helps support that. Children being educated and getting biblical instruction. We support some work in India, one of the most populous regions in the world. One of our missionaries, Vilan Sivakumar, is tireless in his efforts. Well, we get regular reports. I think he and Dick email each other every day, and we get updates on the work that is being done there. Here he is with his family. We've got a bulletin board back here in this second room. You might just want to swing by and look at it. Some of the ladies have redone the bulletin board. It looks great. And see the efforts that we're supporting. He teaches daily in the open, in the marketplace, just like in the Bible. He teaches. He has a mobile Bible school. I love it that he had a sign made up, and it says "Sponsored by South Valley Family in the USA." You know, that he's able to teach them. He provides lunch for them and is able to teach the gospel to people in India. He's able to distribute food to many of their members. Have schools. He preaches, teaches. And, of course, brings them to Christ through baptism. We have an effort in Mexico that we support. We found out about this through David Phillips, who comes here every year and does a gospel meeting for us. The main congregation is there at Redland Road Church of Christ in Alabama, and there are a number of missionaries there in Mexico. The Casa de la Esperanza that we've supported with the Magi boxes that we've just sent off for them, an orphanage there. We're able to help them. Locally, here in the United States, we help support the Churches of Christ disaster relief effort. When there is a disaster, a major earthquake, a hurricane, tornadoes of destructive power and so forth that goes in and wipes out an area, this organization run by the Churches of Christ, they go in and they take the needed equipment, food, shelter, clothing, appliances that are needed, and they work through each local congregation in the area to where the people are seeing. They let those autonomous congregations distribute the items, and to where the community is seeing the Church of Christ helping them. And we help with this effort through our monies. Locally, here in town, we participate in the Serving Our Kids Foundation. Once a month, we go, the first Thursday of each month, we go and we help bag food We even help collect food. And that's never been a shortage. You know, I'll see people almost every week bringing a sack of or a case of canned goods in, or a sack of the different items that they bag. And then once a month we go and bag these. These go to kids in Las Vegas. They distribute it through the schools. Kids that may not have much to eat during the weekend. Kids that are normally fed breakfast and lunch at school. Well, on the weekends when they don't have school, they don't eat much. And it helps out and gives them something. And our congregation, we go there once a month and we help bag the groceries. And our name is getting out in the community that the South Valley Church of Christ does this. We donate food. And it's an effort, it's a way that we can help out others and open the door for maybe sharing the gospel. Of, you know, you don't have to be a preacher or an elder or a deacon to bag groceries. Again, what can we do? We can preach the word if you can. If you can present what God has done for you, you can tell others. Amen. We've got a number of men. We take turns Sunday nights preaching. And I tell you, some of you have stepped out of your comfort zones and have done it and are preparing to do it. We can pray. Pray for our efforts here at South Valley. Pray for the missionaries that we support. You can help out financially. If you want to have part of your contribution going to Vallon, you know, Dick collects separate money to send to Vallon each month. And encourage each other. Encourage, you know, write a letter, send a text, send an email to these people, encouraging them as they preach God. Again, we are small, but we are fierce. This has not been a lesson about the steps of salvation, but it's been a lesson about providing the steps of salvation to others in foreign lands and even locally. If you've been searching the Bible, if you're not a Christian, and you've been searching the Bible and realize that one of God's requirements to be a Christian is to be baptized, and you realize you haven't been baptized yet, we can assist you in that. I haven't looked today. I can't quite see over the top there, but I'm assuming there's water back there. It was last time I looked. We can assist you with being baptized. If you need to repent of sin, don't let another day go by and say, well, don't be like Pharaoh. I'll do it tomorrow. Repent of sin. If you need prayers of the congregation, we will pray with and for you. If you've been looking for a church home, if you've been visiting around some places and would like to identify specifically, we don't add you to the church. God does that at baptism. But if you would like to identify that I want to work and worship with the people at South Valley, we would love to put you to work. If you're just visiting with us, we don't want to do that. But if you actually want to worship and be considered part of us, we're not going to let you just sit idly by. There's a lot of people that want to stay visitor status for some reason. I don't quite understand that. They're here every week, but they don't want to really do stuff. If you want to identify with us, if you're already a Christian, God added you to the church. But if you'd like to identify with us, we would love to have you. Whatever your need, please come forward while Daryl leads us in the invitation.